When a discrete awareness arises and passes away with respect to each mental image, sound, etc., should it be characterized as mindfulness, sankhara, aggregate, or consciousness, vijnana, aggregate? Are the mental images, sounds, etc., characterized as mind object consciousness, sound consciousness, etc.? What about when consciousness arises and passes away in turn by itself? Sounds like hard work. I think it's really helpful to come back to how Ajahn Chah encouraged in just saying, really, all knowing and letting go, knowing and letting go, and coming back to that as your ground. Because once you start to figure everything out in its you know, as separate and discrete events, then it becomes a bit complicated, and when there's just too much of you involved in it, and of course that's going to lead to suffering. In a similar vein, so like one of the Buddhist most central teachings of the Buddha on dependent origination, and this causal links of the chain of phenomena and experience, and Ajahn Chah said, you know, in terms of, you know, when you're investigating that, I mean, you're trying to look at that sort of, okay, with avijja as the causal condition, and sankhara arises, sankhara, and he said, well, it's sort of like falling down from a tree. And he said, you don't actually have to count every branch as you're going down. You just have to know that when you hit the bottom, it's going to hurt. You know, so that paying attention to the, you know, well, you know, where is the element of suffering, the dis-ease of the mind? Where is the cessation and freedom from that? And that's the more important question.